Lion's Choice is a St. Louis original, home of famous roast beef sandwiches. And now you can add two LC destinations to the list. Lion's Choice in Wentzville is now reopened, returning after a high demand. And check out the newest location in Rock Hill at Manchester and McKnight. More locations mean more of St. Louis's favorite roast beef sandwiches. So if you haven't, visit any one of the 25 Lion's Choice locations today.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Back out here at Normandy Golf Course, The Rock. Joe and Jay, it's the afternoon drive on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Big news yesterday, or earlier in the week, from the St. Louis Cardinals as they announced another international soccer game to be played at Busch Stadium. Liverpool and Roma. Jay, I know you're big into the Premier League. Who's your team?
Not crazy, but I'm a Man U guy.
Okay,
and
been
struggling a little.
But here to talk about it with us is the president of the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill DeWitt III. Bill, good afternoon.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Outstanding. Are you on the golf course, or it sounds like you might be outdoors?
No, I'm just in the office, getting a little baseline coming out from Ballpark Village across the street, but I can't really complain.
You know,
who am I going to yell at?
Exactly, no doubt about it. You take a look at what you all have been able to do the last couple of years and bringing soccer to Busch Stadium, and this one will be a big one. It sets up the first 2 weeks of August at Busch with the McCartney concert and the Liverpool connection, and then obviously Liverpool playing on August 1st. I know this is something you've been trying to do and continue to do. It's got to be nice to get a signature event like this.
It really is. It's fun to get these events that add to what's already on the schedule for baseball. And, you know, I mean, Busch Stadium is a unique facility, and, you know, it takes a unique event, really, to fit for us. And this year we've actually got three of them. Well, technically the Winter Classic is next year on January 2nd, but I look at it as three lined up here with the soccer, Liverpool and Roma, and then the McCartney concert, and then the hockey game. And we may sprinkle in a few baseball games in between as well. So it's been fun to plan these events, and you know, we just love bringing them to downtown. And now that we have Ballpark Village, it just amplifies everything that we do when we can pull events in.
Now this will be the fifth soccer game that will be held at Busch?
Yes, it is. It'll be the fifth, and you know, we've had really four good ones prior to this.
How do you go about getting the international teams or the club teams to come here? How is that decision made?
Usually, we have a nice relationship with Relevant Sports, who we've done most of these with. Also, U.S. Soccer, in terms of the World Cup ones with the men's and women's team events. But Relevant, it's kind of their business or part of their business, and they make those connections in Europe and elsewhere in the soccer world. And you know, they kind of scout around for good venues throughout the country and have been really happy with the ones that they've done here with us, and they've been great partners, and so we look forward to continuing to, you know, try to land some of these events that are on their schedule.
And as you said, Bill, these are pretty signature events. I mean, people are already going nuts for the Winter Classic, and that's going to be awesome, especially off the year that the Blues had. I mean, you don't get much bigger than McCartney and bringing Liverpool here to St. Louis. You know, we know, both of us know, that we've lost 8 to 10 sporting dates in terms of the Rams, and, you know, that was economic revenue to the city, and this will be a nice situation, I've got to believe, where people will come in from out of town, from out of the country, and enjoy St. Louis for a couple of days, and that means a lot to the town.
It does, and it, you know, replaces some of that we've lost. And, you know, we try to do what it takes to get these events. And what I mean by that is, you know, they're not giant economic drivers for the Cardinals per se. You know, hopefully there's a little bit of upside, but our goal is to really just, you know, be good stewards and to bring events to Busch Stadium that otherwise might not be able to come to town, you know, because of this great venue we have. And so we'll continue to push on that. Like you said, it brings in tourism, it brings in the dollars, and it's just fun, too. I mean, I can't wait for these events, you know, not just the soccer, but McCartney. I've always been a huge Beatles fan, and it's his 50th anniversary of being here when they broke in with the Beatles. And I think one of the great contrast photos I've ever seen is if you see the picture of the Beatles at Busch Stadium in 1966, they're literally playing on like a little wooden podium with a tin, you know, corrugated roof above them. And, you know, they came out for whatever it was, 45 minutes. And then you compare that to the picture of when U2 was at Busch Stadium, like a spaceship had just landed. And the amazing thing is McCartney, I mean, these guys pretty much invented the genre. So to have it come full circle will be very special in the 50th anniversary. And then, of course, Winter Classic, you know, what is there more to say about that? That's just going to be a great showcase of hockey and certainly culminates in a great event that signifies what the Blues and the Cardinals have been able to do from a partnership standpoint.
Would have been real nice to have a nice big cup sitting right there in the middle of Busch Stadium
just fine. I'm telling you, I know people that are already planning their day, and I'm sure Bill gets hit up every day for a couple. Hey, can you get me a couple for the Winter Classic? I mean,
Bill's passionate. It's one of those great things where I'm able to say, you know, go talk to the Blues. It's their event. Oh, it happens to be in Busch Stadium. They get all the tickets. And then I think there'll be a few highlights of the Game 7 from this year of the – we may not have a cup to celebrate, but we there'll be a few highlights from the Blues-Blackhawks game that we saw a few weeks ago.
Bill DeWitt III, the president of the St. Louis Cardinals, our guest here on the Afternoon Drive. Bill, from the grounds crew standpoint, how many soccer games could Busch Stadium hold a year if needed?
Well, I mean, it's physically possible to squeeze one in whenever you would have at least 2 or 3 days before a game and 3+ days after a potential soccer game on any given road trip. Having said that, that's just the physical possibility. As far as actually pulling that off between all the road trips, I think Bill Finley might go postal on me if we tried to do that. He's our head ground screw guy. He does such a great job, and he always says yes and makes it happen. But we can't do too many of these things, or else it'll distract, I think, from having the field ready for baseball.
And I ask because there's, you know, everybody now with the Rams leaving, people want to see an MLS team come to St. Louis sooner rather than later. And I would think that, you know, maybe they would look for a temporary home for maybe a year. And I was wondering if Busch would be a possibility for that.
We sort of asked around about that, and I don't think that's happened in other markets. I think because there's a little bit of schedule overlap, or a fair amount actually, with baseball. And so just the logistics would probably be pretty tough.
And before we let you go, I want to ask you about the team. It's kind of been an interesting year where we've seen a lot of people were worried about the power of this team, and all of a sudden they're hitting home runs and pinch hit home runs, and maybe the pitching hasn't been as good. What's your overall feel? Obviously in a tough division, and it's a long season, but how you feeling about the team right now?
I feel pretty good because I think we're primed to kind of go on a run. I mean, like you said, the offense has been a pleasant surprise. It's been a little bunchy in terms of, you know, I mean, our run differential is great. It would suggest a better record than we have. But, you know, I don't think you can complain about the offense. I think the pitching's been a little inconsistent. And, you know, all this stuff isn't really what you would predict at the beginning of the year. And it's funny because, you know, you're always trying to improve your club in the off season, but you really don't know what you have until you start playing a bunch of games and have enough data points. So even with a third of the season over, I'm not sure you can really tell what this team is all about. And so I'm looking forward to the second third, after which I think we'll have a good idea, a much better idea, and hopefully Mo can do some things to shore us up for a stretch run. And there is a long way to go, and I feel like we're the numbers behind the numbers suggest that we should be better going forward.
Bill, we appreciate your time with us this afternoon, and look forward to talking with you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
You got it, buddy.
It's Bill DeWitt III, the president there of the St. Louis Cardinals. I was going to jump in there and ask about the possibility of ever having a WWE event out there, but you switched it over to baseball and didn't feel like the right time to do it. But I'll pick my spots on that.
No, you were talking earlier about SummerSlam. And, I think what Bill is saying is what we're trying to do is get signature events. And maybe 3 to 5 mm-hmm. every summer. They've been seemingly adding now. I mean, I remember back in the day when the Budweiser Super Jam was down at Busch Stadium, and more concerts were there. But that's good. I mean, it's good for our town, that type of an event. It's great for the soccer community, which we talk about so much. And I think it's fantastic. And yeah, they're making more money. And what they have shown is that they will spend money on the team. I mean, I hear people say, oh, they're making so much money on this and that. Well, yeah, but they're doing a pretty good job as the stewards of the team and stewards of the city, as he said. So I remember when they first took over, the DeWitt family and the ownership, and some of that has changed. There was a real thought, Joe, that these guys were, for some reason, carpetbaggers, and we're going to come in and reap the benefits of selling the team in a couple of years. They did not do that. They're baseball people. This guy was a bat boy. I mean, baseball's been his one of his passions in life. So, I mean, I know it's popular at times to dog ownership in different cities, but between Tom Stillman with the Blues and what the DeWitt family and the other people have done with the Cardinals, it's pretty good stuff. We didn't do so well with the gridiron.
You know how much the DeWitt family paid for the Cardinals?
No. Was it $80 million?
$150
million. $150 million. And they got also some benefits in the garages and things like that. You know what they did? They did a good business deal.
Yeah. You know how much they could probably get for it today? You probably get, I bet with that new TV deal coming, you could find somebody that would spend about $2
billion. $2 billion, maybe more. I was going to say I could see $1 billion, but I mean, that's a
nice profit.
Well, sure it is.
Well, hopefully with
don't see him out there selling it, do you?
No, I was going to say hopefully they go ahead and keep it for a very long time.
This is what that guy's going to do.
He's New York, the NYFC plays in Yankee Stadium. That comes from Ace from the South.
As their home stadium.
Yeah.
As a temporary stadium.
And I can look into that, that plays. But I'm looking at here, you got to throw it out there. SummerSlam been held at Staples Center and the Barclays Center. It was held from 2009 to 2014 at Staples. Now it has a current three-year deal at Barclays Center.
Yeah, I asked you. I mean, I know they had done WrestleMania outside.
So that's like you're looking at under 30,000 there. You could sell it. You could get 45,000 in Busch.
Oh, you're definitely under 30,000 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, trust me.
I'm going to start that push.
If it's revenue generator, they'll be happy to listen, and I'm sure they've got people that have been connected with all various different types of things, whether it's soccer, whether it's concerts, whether it probably is WWE.
I mean, the St. Louis Sports Commission had no clue how much WrestleMania brought into cities until it was brought to their attention around the time of the move. I mean, that was, it was 6 months ago. They had no clue how much money that would bring in.
I will never doubt the money potential of your sport wrestling. I will not do that.
It's a temporary move right now. He's texting in saying that it's a temporary home for them
right now.
So that's what I wasn't asking it as a permanent home. I'm just saying for 1 year.
I think the structure, Joe, of having a successful MLS franchise is having your own building. And I think what would happen is,
or sharing it with a football, like the Seattle Sounders, the way they built the stadium that the Seahawks play in,
right,
and the way that Peacock was going to build this one
for this town. especially with the youth soccer and what you could possibly do with that stadium on different days, maybe smaller concert venues that would even, you know, maybe affect Riverport. I mean, there's a lot you could do with a 30,000 to 40,000 outdoor event site. Yeah. I mean, because I think Bill DeWitt, as he said, their primary focus has to be Cardinal baseball. I could see them doing three to five events every year, and that would be about as many as they would want to do.
I found that picture online of the Beatles at Busch Stadium back in 66.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's just them up there and playing a show.
Right. If you've seen any
a lot of
their fame, a lot of people remember the Shea Stadium appearance. I mean, they're just standing on a little platform, mm-hmm. basically. It's nothing that it was pre-70s is when the rock shows really started to kick off, and the pyrotechnics and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's just now you see it the way that they go with the concerts here.
Now it's a show.
Yeah. Can't wait to see Flo Rida about 4 weeks from 4 or 5 weeks.
Is that on the 4th itself?
That is on the 4th.
And will Hudson be making that trip?
I'll take Hudson down there to go see Flo Rida.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're fired up about it.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Good for you. Everybody should have something they're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward
to KKD being here at 4:30.
Yeah. Flo Rida. George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
Absolutely.
They're playing a little. They're playing 6:30 on July 4th, Jay.
So it's.
You want to go down and see George Clinton with me?
On the 4th?
On the 4th.
I may do that.
No. But he's here at 3:10. 3:10 on July 4th. I know
mugs.
It'll get you down there. Yep.
Mugs are opening that day.
Mugs are opening
for
George Clinton.
Yeah. I'll get Sarah B. We'll go. If she's not in L.A., we'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll do that. I could park at her cage.
I saw the Dirty Mugs were playing some event. There's a sign right before you turn into my subdivision for some fair, like city fair or something this summer that Dirty Mugs are playing at.
Mugs don't play. I mean, they play, but they don't play. They are
I'm
legit.
Driving by, and all of a sudden I see the Dirty Mugs are going to be there.
If you've ever been mugged.
I haven't seen them.
You've never been mugged?
Never seen them.
Well, you're going to see them on that day.
All right.
That's a date. I will go ahead and mark that on the calendar.
Yeah.
July 3rd, we're going to see the Mugs.
Nice.
I'm not that excited about Flo Rida, but George Clinton and the P-Funk, yes, sir.
By the time Flo Rida gets on the stage, after you've already been mugged, after you've already been
Budweiser,
after you've already seen George Clinton, you're going to be in a real good place for Flo Rida.
Yeah. Be feeling good like Flo Rida should.
I've seen you at a Nelly concert. I know how good.
Yes, you
did. It took you a while to work your way up to the front row. Patrick, I had Jay set up 5 feet away from Nelly.
Yep, Nelly was like, what's up, Jay?
I couldn't hear for 3 days after that concert.
And I couldn't make it for the evening affair. That's when I started to go, damn, I'm getting old.
You and Dennis didn't make it back out there for Steve Aoki, but no. Me and Ben Boyd, we raged on.
DJ Steve Aoki. That's Doug's favorite DJ.
No, the cat.
Oh, that's the cat's favorite.
The cat's favorite DJ.
Steve Aoki. Good to see the cat getting some love on the fan page today.
It is. People are mad at me about the way I'm saying Flo Rida.
Are you supposed to say Flo Rida?
I guess you're not supposed
to say Florida.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say it so I don't sound stupid.
I'm just trying to say it
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
I feel like I sound stupid when I say it like that.
All right, I'm going to text SB. We're going on July 3rd to see the Mugs.
No, 4th. July 4th.
July 4th.
Yeah,
okay.
July 3rd is Hudson's birthday party.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, his birthday is on the 5th.
Very nice.
Nice few days set up for me there. All right, it's the Afternoon Drive, CBS Sports 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM. John Heyman coming up after this.